Let's review Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph. The Mishnah teaches us that Memalias Hakiton Venosei Mutachas Hakar Otachas Hakeses. You can insulate cold water on Shabbos in order to keep it cool. In the words of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutar Lahatmin Esatzonein. This is even true of Dover Shedarko Lahatmin, something that if it were warm, you may want to insulate it to maintain its warmth, but when it's cold, you're definitely allowed to insulate it as to maintain its coolness. Rav Nachman asked his servant Daru to insulate something cold for him because Hatmanas Tzonein is Mutar, and to bring him water that was cooked by a non-Jew because he held that water that's Nechel Kamoshu Chai, that's edible raw, is not subject to the Isra of Bishalakum. Now, although both of these are perfectly permissible, Rabbi Yami thought that considering Rav Nachman's status as an Adam Chashuv, he should have been more strict on himself. The Mishnah had said, Kiso v'niskala mutu l'chasoso. If a pot was insulated and became uncovered, you can cover it again on Shabbos. So the Braisa adds, Imbala hosif mosif, which Rav Shmuel Gamliel understands to mean that you can even replace the insulation with new insulation. So you can take away the old and put new insulation there. The Braisa concludes with several unrelated piskei halacha that include the following. First, that hatmana is only a problem in a kli rishon. Once the food has been transferred to a kli sheni, you've demonstrated sufficiently that you don't care how warm it stays. Second, if the pot is partially covered with something muktza, you can take the pot off since you won't handle the muktza directly. But if the pot is entirely covered with something muktza, you cannot remove the pot at all. Third, you can put one pot on top of another, v'lo b'shvil sheyitamu, el b'shvil sheyu mishumarin, sheyichamu rather, el b'shvil sheyu mishumarin, not to heat it up, just to maintain the existing heat that's there already. And finally, ve'in merazkin lo as hasheleg v'lo as habarad b'shabbos. You're not allowed to crush snow or hail on Shabbos to make the water flow out. Some Rishonim assume this would be a problem of molded, creating a new entity, while others hold it's a problem of nira kischita, that it looks like squeezing juices from fruits as you squeeze the water out of the ice. Now we begin the next parak, Bameh Behema Yotza, Bameh Eina Yotza. The first mission of the fifth parak gives some guidelines as to what an animal can go out to Rosh HaSarabim with and not be in violation of Shvisas Behema. The basic rule is, as Rashi writes, Midi Dimintra Be Behema Havitachshit V'Urcha V'Avi Masui, Umidi Dilom Mintra Be Havi Masui. Whatever is necessary to protect or shelter the animal is permissible. Whatever is unnecessary for the animal's protection is considered a burden and the animal cannot go out with it. So prior to the major discussion of this topic, the Gemara records an anecdote of Levi attempting to buy a Chamra Luba, which he considered to be a superior type of donkey, from a distant place. But he was told that considering the distance it would the donkey would have to travel, it would be wiser to invest in barley for a local donkey and just feed the local donkey that barley and it will be just as strong and just as good. The primary discussion of the Gemara, though, is about gamal b'chotem mai. May an animal go out with a restraint that is stronger than it really needs? Kivan desagile ba'afsar masihu. Since it would suffice with a lesser restraint, the stronger one may be considered a burden. Or perhaps extra protection is never considered a burden. The Gemara concludes that this is a machlokas tanakam in Chananya, it's a machlokas tanaim, and we paskin like Chananya, who permits the excessive burden. While on the topic, the Gemara mentions that when kadme chamre de Levi lechamre de Rabba Barav Huna, chalash daite de Rabba Barav Huna. When Levi's donkey went ahead of Rabba Barav Huna's donkey, Rabba Barav Huna was upset. Levi, in an attempt to let him know that the donkey was out of control and he intended no disrespect to him, asked Rabbi Barav Huna a halachic shayla, if an excessive restraint would be permissible on a donkey unruly like this unruly donkey. So Rabbi Barav Huna responded that Levi's own father, Rav Huna Bar Chiya, had paskin like Chananya, that it's mutter, which of course Levi knew, but Levi was just trying to get the message across that he intended no disrespect and he had simply lost control of his donkey.